How can God send people to hell? Giuseppe, they say that God is love. What crime can deserve to burn for eternity of eternity?
However, there is no crime that deserves you to endure the agony of burning. Imagine placing your hand on fire for 10 minutes, but just 10 seconds would be unbearable. I mean, it drives us crazy, right? I mean, a deity of love, sorry, but even in the world they have greater compassion than this, right? That is, either they put them in prison or they shoot them or electric chair. No, the God of the Bible is not like that. I am aware that many religions claim it sends people to burn in hell, but this is a wrong interpretation of religions that has been widely spread. However, not all Christians believe in the eternal burning of souls in hell. In reality, I have conducted an extensive study of the Bible, and I even possess videos discussing this concept. Yet, I have been unable to find any mention of it in any source. The Bible says that souls suffer. The Bible says that those who we say sin do not want to repent, etc., burn for eternity, are tormented for eternity, but it does not mention the soul. It is similar to the burning bush of Moses in chapter 3 of the book of Exodus. It was burning but not consumed. Corpses burn but do not consume. It is not the souls that suffer. It is the corpses that are burning. One will ask, where is it in the Bible? The book of Isaiah 66:24 states that the corpses burn forever. The corpses themselves say, specified in explicit terms. Why do souls merely cease to exist? In reality, according to Matthew 10:28, it is stated that God has the ability to terminate both the soul and the body in hell. The soul perishes in hell. In truth, Revelation 20 verse 14 explicitly speaks of the concept of the second death. He states that the lake of fire, hell, is the second death. After the flesh and body perish, what remains to experience death? Only the soul. So there are no souls burning in hell. So write to us. We will send you information because we have other videos on this subject. The Bible does not speak of suffering souls. We also have the biblical course of a few months that explains many things, many prophecies. No, souls do not suffer in hell. It is a religious interpretation, a bit like the Witnesses of Jehovah, their doctrines, Catholics know about them, Protestants have about them, and this is an interpretation as well, right? However, in the Bible, there are no souls suffering in hell, only corpses. It's like putting a piece of meat in quotes and tormenting it until the meat is consumed, but the corpses in hell don't. And anyway, Jesus died on the cross for us. There is no need for us to die. He suffered on the cross for us. There is no need for us to suffer. The Lord has done everything for us. That's why he is called the Savior. Not religion. Religions are worse than each other, but Jesus I'm talking about. Jesus has nothing to do with religion. He was crucified by religious people. And so we receive Jesus, his Holy Spirit, his truth, and Jesus promised John the 15th, who has prepared a place for us. Glory to God.